May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder, if someone were to ask you what the most challenging part of being a Christian is, what would you say? Would it be living a life which reflects Christ in the middle of a society which often doesn't? Maybe it's as our Kingdom kids showed in their play this morning, that it's understanding some of the trickier concepts of theology, like the Trinity. I'm going to suggest a third thing, though. I'm going to suggest that one of the most challenging parts of being a Christian can be other Christians. Come on, I think we've all been there. Sometimes our differences can seem insurmountable. Sometimes we just don't click with the person sitting opposite us in the next pew. And yet the Bible calls for us to love one another and to work together to realise God's kingdom here on earth. It does us no good at all to pretend that it isn't difficult sometimes. But we can't ignore that our relationships with one another are a big part of the witness we present to the world. It really impacts mission. When a newcomer walks into one of our churches, what do we want them to find? Back in the 12th century, a Scottish theologian and mystic called Richard of St. Victor wrote a work called De Trinitate, of the Trinity. And in it, he proposed that because God is absolute love, and perfect love involves the sharing of oneself with another, there must be at least three divine persons to constitute a true society of love. In other words, love cannot exist in isolation. It requires relationship. Because of this, what might seem illogical, three persons, one God, becomes entirely logical, and more than that, necessary. As we gather together as a mission community on this Trinity Sunday, jointly called to be Christ-like and reflect God's love in the world, the Holy Trinity stands as an example and pattern for our churches and ourselves. The three persons of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are both distinct and united. They have a common mission and purpose and character, and yet we recognise them individually for what they bring to the table. Each church represented here this morning has its own distinctive flavour. Each church brings something different and valuable. We all have our own way of doing things. Our liturgical style varies. We have different hymn books and service sheets, different characters and giftings in our congregations. But there is more that joins us together than that which divides. As a mission community, we are here to serve and minister to the people of the Otter Vale, to bring God's love, his word and his care to the communities in which we're set. And we can do that best together, which is why joint services such as this are so important. At their best, they remind us that we are here for one another, to support, to encourage, to provide a breadth of Christian expression which offers a home and a place for all. The work of Easter was accomplished by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit working together in unison, indivisible. The mission Jesus gave us was always meant to be accomplished with his church likewise working in unity. So as we walk forward together, heeding his call to make disciples of all nations and to baptize them in the name of the Trinity, let us celebrate the diversity and richness of the Otter Vale mission community and remember that Jesus is with us always to the end of the age. Amen.